from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We're going to be joined here right now by Caleb Porter, the head coach of the New England Revolution. I was just chatting with him in the last break. It was very nice to meet you. Caleb, thanks for coming on and spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me on. It's my pleasure.
Now, I know this is something that you have dealt with in the past. You've fought your own battle as a cancer survivor. What can you tell us about your experience with the Jimmy Fund thus far during your time in New England?
Well, I heard about it through Kurt Anolfo, who's my sporting director, who I think was on maybe last year or 2 years ago. But it's just great what you guys do to just raise awareness to cancer, to help people like Emily. To hear that story, it was brought tears in my eyes a little bit. I got a little misty-eyed hearing that. So it's great to be a part of this community. I've only been here 7 months, but I've fallen in love with the greater Boston community and its causes like this that really for me make it hit home. I've got 3 kids. We live in Wellesley, and fortunately I haven't dealt with anything like Emily's dealt with, but I do have cancer in my family. My dad's had several cancers, and I had obviously a story of cancer last year.
So and I'm sorry to jump in, Mego, but was that something where, I don't know, you were maybe hypervigilant about your own situation, knowing that it was in your family?
Actually, the opposite. I was a typical old school coach that never went to the doctor. So I think it's, you know, when I tell people about that, I it's a lesson of what not to do. But I finally went, you know, and it happened, fortunately, in a time where I had a sabbatical in between coaching jobs. So I had a year off in between Columbus and obviously taking this job, and my wife kept telling me, you need to go see the doctor. You haven't been to the doctor. And, you know, I typically see my trainers for, you know, cold medicine, and
right.
I honestly had not gone to a doctor. And so I went to a doctor, and, they did all the blood tests. Unfortunately, the blood tests these days they tell you everything. And the doctor called me the next day and said, your PSA is high. And he's like, you need to see a urologist. And so I didn't think anything of it. I saw the urologist, and they did some more tests. And then he, you know, long story short, had the biopsy, and they determined that I had prostate cancer, and that I needed to get my prostate removed.
So what do you think, just backing up a little bit, what is it with, you know, athletes and coaches and people who are in that community that is resistant to going to see the doctor. You said, I was reading it on Boston.com, a story from a little bit ago, saying where you said you didn't think you'd seen a doctor in your adult life.
Yeah.
And so is that just like a...
I'm like that with a dentist.
You maintain in such good shape and you feel like you're so in touch with your body already, or what is it?
It's stupidity. Partly, we don't have a lot of time, to be honest with you. I mean, our season is 11 months long, so you get that month off, and the last thing you want to do is go to the doctor. You want to go on vacation and see your family. And during the season, you have a game every week, and you've got training sessions, and I'm in the office, you know, 10 hours a day, so you don't have a lot of time. That's a good excuse. But I don't know. Yeah, you're around healthy guys. I mean, I'm healthy. I walk 5 miles a day. You know, I eat right. I think I take care of myself pretty good. I just never really felt there was a need, and that's stupid. You know, you need to see the doctors, and especially, I mean, prostate cancer is the number two cancer in men behind skin cancer. It's a number two in deaths as well. Most of the time, if you catch it early, you don't die, which is good. I caught it early. And honestly, if I wouldn't have been off, I might not have caught this. I would be coaching, and who knows what would happen from there. So I'm really blessed that I found it and got it taken care of. I'm now a year removed from the surgery, and I'm cancer-free.
That's great.
That's awesome.
Great, that is. You mentioned the season's very long, as we know. Your season right now is in the midst of, not to jinx it, but a pretty nice-looking comeback here. 10 or 11 games left in the season. Cautiously optimistic. How are you sort of treating all this?
Yeah. It's a rough start. Part of that was the Champions League that we were in. We took some injuries, and, you know, there's always a transition, new way of playing. You know, and it took some time. But then we hit our stride. We won 4 in a row. We won 5 of 6. We were rolling. We beat Cincinnati, who was one of the best teams in the league. And then we got injured. So the last 4 games in the league, we've had a lot of our top guys out. Our form hasn't been quite as good. But we did really well in this Leagues Cup. And the group that we were playing, you know, a lot of them are reserve players. They've been fighting, and you know, they've really done an admirable job with our DPs out. And now we're getting healthy. So we have all our players coming back, and we've made some really good signings. So we're a lot better team than we look in the table right now. So I'm hoping we catch teams off guard. I'm really, really confident we're going to make a playoff push here in the last 11 games, and we're going to be very good next year.
Okay, so sticking with this year for a moment, you mentioned some of the additions that you made. What did you add in the transfer window? What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so we had 2 players out and 4 players in. We added a left back who I know very well from Columbus Crew. I coached him. I signed him. He was a homegrown player. He actually went through the New York City Academy, so we made a trade to get him. We got Tim Parker, who's a very experienced central defender, who was MLS Best 11 player last year. Very experienced. And, you know, both those guys bring championship pedigree, which is always important. And then we made 2 big international signings. We signed a young designated player. Basically, it's called the Under 22 Initiative. Lucas Langoni, who plays for one of the top clubs in South America, Boca Juniors. He's a very dynamic winger who will bring a lot in the attack. We haven't scored enough goals this year, so he's going to really help with that. And then we added a midfielder, Al-Hassan Youssef, who is another player in his prime. He's 24 years old, and he's extremely dynamic. So every piece is going to help us significantly, and we add in our players that have been injured, and we're going to be a proper team.
You've had a tremendous success in Major League Soccer. What's it been like coming to Boston in a situation that was kind of an unusual end last season, and then stepping into this role and taking the team in this new direction?
Yeah, I mean, this is my 3rd club, so I've been in the league 10 years, and I've been fortunate to be in, you know, I was in Portland 5 years, I was in Columbus 4 years, so, you know, in professional coaching, that's a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully I'm here a long time. But, you know, with every club and every city, I pick the jobs carefully. I liked the story a lot of Portland and going there and Columbus, and I love the story coming here because they hadn't won an MLS Cup, although they have a great history, a rich tradition, and a lot of success, but they never won the MLS Cup. So that really lured me here. Plus, my wife's from Maine, so she grew up in York, Maine, and so she has New England roots, and I love Boston. I always have. And, you know, I liked Kurt in the interview process, and I love the Crafts as owners. So I was aligned with the vision of the owners and our sporting director. And so the transition's been tougher than I thought. But you never know until you get in what it's going to be like. The first year in Columbus was rough, just like this, and we won MLS Cup in year two. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping this passed similar or even better. Maybe we close and win it this year. But, yeah, the transition's been tough. Partly the style of play of the past coach and mine, very different. So that, you know, it takes time when you're changing a lot in terms of culture and style of play. And like you said, you know, the end of last year wasn't very good. So I think some of the players, you know, they needed to shake that off a little bit. So it took a little bit of time. But everybody's on board. Everybody's excited. It feels, you know, not good to sit at the bottom of the table right now. I've never been in that position. But I'm actually enjoying, you know, kind of the process of building this team back up and getting to the top again.
The other team that you share a facility with, they're building their team back up too. Is it sort of a new beginning all around there in Foxborough right now? Is that sort of like permeating both teams? Do you feel that?
Yeah, it seems like that. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of young energy. We have a lot of young players. Mm-hmm. You know, we have five homegrown players that have played this year. We have a kid playing that's 16 years old right now, starting, mm-hmm. and really talented and, you know, a lot of energy. We're super hungry, our staff. I know their staff is super hungry. And even the structures of the coaches, you know, the coaches were the sporting directors, and now there's a coach and a sporting director. And love the Crafts. They've been very supportive. And that's key. You know, we haven't had a good start. So fortunately, they're patient. They're experienced. I'm experienced. I understand that it takes time. Hopefully the fans stick with us. But we're going to have a very good team here.
Do you and I feel like I already know the answer to this. I've talked to Bruce in the past. I've talked to Brad Friedel in the past. Do you get tired of the stadium conversation?
No, because it'd be great if we got it, you know. So I don't get tired of it. I hope it doesn't go away, you know, that talk.
It seems like every time it's about to happen, it gets pulled away. And I'm curious where you are. So you think it would be a great thing to have a soccer-only facility in the Boston area? What sort of difference would that make?
It would be a game changer. And I went through that in Columbus. So I was a part of building a brand-new stadium downtown in Columbus and a brand-new training ground. And, you know, I saw firsthand the transformation that the club went through. You know, the Columbus crew was ready to leave because they had an old MLS 1.0 stadium. Now, obviously, the stadium Gillette is much different than we had in Columbus because the Columbus stadium was truly an erector set. It was only soccer, and it was like they slapped the stadium up, and it was in the middle of nowhere, and no one wanted to go to the games there. So it started to die, the fan base, a little bit. You know, not the diehard supporters, but, you know,
right.
You know, we couldn't fill the building. And, you know, we built a brand new stadium downtown, and they're packed every single game. And there's a thirst for soccer in this country and in Boston, a huge soccer-loving fan base. And we get good attendance down at Gillette. You know, it just in the stadium doesn't look like it because it's 20,000.
Right, it looks half empty, but yes. But if it was a 20,000 seat, the garden sized, it would be full. Yeah,
you want it intimate, and really, it's like any pro sports team. You want to be able to go to dinner, have a beer, walk to the game. You want to feel the heartbeat of the city when you're in the stadium. It's just different. It's a different feeling. You know, we get players that come in, and our hotel's down at Foxborough, and they don't even see. I didn't even see this.
Boston.
Downtown Boston. Yeah. I'd see Fox.
Got to go up in the lighthouse for that.
Exactly. So, you know, we've learned to put guys in Boston now because it's such a selling point. It's one of the best cities in the country.
Well, Caleb, we appreciate you coming on, sharing your story, all that you do, joining us here during the Jimmy Fund Telethon. Next time you're on, say hi to our guys, Zoe and Beetle. I know you go on with them as well. And thanks so much for joining us here.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. Appreciate it.
Caleb Porter, head coach of the New England Revolution, joining us here on day two, WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, presented by Arbella Insurance. We'll update that tote board when we come back next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.